Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's NPL show, the official radio show podcast download for the glorious division that is the Northern Premier League. And joining me down on the other end of the phone, speaking of glorious, as a social media officer for the Northern Premier League, it's Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James, how are they?
I've been better, I'll be honest, with all the postponements last weekend.
Oh, God, it's just the postponements. What, ill health had come your way or something? I was about to give you a hug down the phone, but there were a lot of postponements, some more serious than others, and that was not good, that last weekend in Derbyshire, particularly around Belper Town's ground, James.
No, it wasn't indeed. I mean, obviously, we've seen it a couple of times on the last few seasons. Cliverow, Tadcaster, my thoughts go out to him. That's all I can really say, really, on that one.
Yes, absolutely. And there is a Just Giving page been set up by Belper Town. You can access that via the Twitter feed at Belper Town FC. And it's the pinned tweet on there at time of recording. They're trying to raise some money there to help the repairs of the ground. So get yourself on the Twitter feed at Belper Town FC. Or, of course, the website belpertownfc.co.uk, and we'll catch up with Belper Town in the coming weeks. But coming up on this week's show, I'm going to have to do it, James. I've been putting it off for obvious reasons, but we're going to get Neil Reynolds on from FC United. And they do say don't cross the streams, but we have to, don't we? I mean, it's been FC United have been on an incredible run, so we're going to be joined by Neil Reynolds shortly. John Macken will be coming on as well from Radcliffe, because I said to you, James, we'll get John Macken on. We had him on a few weeks ago, and you went, no, you've not had him on at all this season. I went, yes, we have. Well, yeah, we have. No, we haven't. So we're going to get John Macken on. And the first thing I'm going to do is apologise to him for not having him on sooner. And Dave, I know why we've not had him on. It was because they'd only played about two games. That's why.
Pretty much.
And Dave McGurk at Hyde United, he'll be coming on to talk about that fantastic 2-2 draw with Lancaster City last weekend, and as well as what's it like at the moment being in mid-table, but yet only being 3 points from the playoffs. Very strange situation for a lot of managers, I'd imagine, for getting their heads round. And later in the show, we're going to be previewing this weekend's fixtures, because we are back in league action this weekend. And we're going to be joined by non-league reporter from Yorkshire, Mr. Thomas Fina, will be joining us this week. But before that, we're going to talk about the FA Trophy. And in particular, let's talk about some of those results from Saturday in the FA Trophy. And where shall we start? Shall we start with... It was a decent weekend for Northern Premier League sides in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. Let's talk about the good stuff firstly. Atherton Culls through. They beat Morpeth Town by 2-1 in the All-MPL affair. A great result that for Atherton Culls. I'm not sure if this is the furthest they've ever been in the competition, James, but I think it might be. It's certainly up there. I mean, what's your understanding?
I mean, obviously, just first on the match, a very, very close affair in that tie. Atherton Culls probably being made to work for the place in the third qualifying round. Morpeth didn't exactly turn over, but they used the pitch to advantage a little bit there. But yeah, Atherton Culls, we've said a lot about the FA Cup and FA competitions in the past. Great little catalyst to continue well in the season.
And we will be hearing from Michael Clegg on next week's show, because Atherton Culls have been drawn at home to Boston United. They've got a fancy that. Being at home as well. The first round beckoning for a lot of sides, NPL sides. Also through to the third qualifying round, we got Cone. We said it was going to be a difficult tie, this one, for Buxton. And it proved the case, didn't it, James? Cone winning by 3-1. That sets up a mighty affair up in Lancashire. Cone against Southport.
Yeah, Southport will not be looking forward to that one at all. But yeah, we said it last week on the review show that Cone will be a very, very tough team.
We've also got FC United. They've gone through to the third qualifying round. I think that I'm right in this stat that FC United hadn't won a game in the FA Trophy since the Torquay quarterfinals about 5 years ago. So FC United now on their best run in recent years in the FA Trophy. They beat Basford United by 3-1. A fantastic first half performance. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at FC United. Here's Neil Reynolds. So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, a big congratulations for that fantastic win over Basford United last week, and quite a performance.
Yeah, I mean, Ben, I did say afterwards to the radio team and to the TV team that, you know, in probably in all my time as a player, as a manager, I can't I can't remember such a complete performance from the first half to the way we you know, our football controlled the game and our passing and our rotations and the goals, to the second half, you know, changing it slightly and having to manage the game and, you know, adopting our shape. So lots of things came to the fore last week, which, you know, on reflection was a complete performance. So, you know, delighted with it, and we're in the next round.
And it's quite a run of form that FC United are on at the moment. That's obviously a win in the trophy, but there's wins in the county cups as well. And FC United up to fifth. I mean, where are you tracking at the moment versus, you know, what your expectations were heading into the season?
Well, we're certainly ahead of where I thought we would be. You know, when you put a brand new squad together, and it was, you know, at the end of June, and ask them to get to know each other firstly, and then gel secondly, and, you know, face different setbacks or, you know, face celebrating wins, etc. It's going to take time. But if you look at our last 18 games, we've lost three of our last 18. And the three defeats have come from Baysford, who I think are one of the top sides in the league. Warrington, who was one of the top sides in the league. And South Shields, who, you know, people have them down as the favourites for the league. But I would like to add on that in that 18-game run, we've equally beaten Baysford and we've beaten Warrington. So, you know, in the game against South Shields, we weren't that far away. So, you know, but we're by no means getting carried away with ourselves, but we're on a nice little run. The confidence is high in the dressing room and we're looking forward to every training session and every game.
I was going to say, though, I mean, you're right not to get too confident because FC United are fifth, admittedly, but on this week's show, we're going to be joined by Hyde United and Radcliffe as well, and they're not too far behind you, and they're in mid-table land. I mean, it's very competitive, isn't it?
Of course it is, and two good sides. You know, Radcliffe have got games in hand. We played Hyde in midweek, you know, where we're a good side. They've already beaten us this season. So, you know, it's all to play for. I think the last league game when we played Gainsborough at home, there was an opportunity that if we didn't win that game and results went against us, that we could have dropped from fifth to maybe ninth or tenth. So, you know, it shows how competitive the league is. It shows how much quality is in the league. But it also shows that, you know, everybody can beat everyone as well. And they're all exciting games. For us, you know, we're enjoying being in fifth place. My target, though, you know, and I haven't hidden this, is to get FC United back where I believe they belong. And that might be this year, next year, the year after. But we're building towards that. We're building a really good side and we're playing really attractive football. So I feel we deserve to be fifth, but you never know what's going to happen, you know, in the second part of the season. But we are really, really happy with what's happening at the minute, both in the dressing room and outside the dressing room at the club.
That relegation out of step two into step three, it's often a killer for a lot of sides. You know, it's the teams that have gone right through Drolsden, Stafford, Colwyn Bay, North Ferriby. It's quite a killer, and it's quite a difficult league to adapt to, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, listen, I'm not going to shout about it. I've got now relegation on my CV, but there were things happened last season that I wouldn't wish on anybody. You know, within that dressing room, and I won't talk too much about it, but it was really difficult, not with people within the club, people within the dressing room. And it made life very difficult at FC United. There was a complete divide in that. And I just made a promise, you know, I said at the end of the season, we're gonna kind of cut away lots of things in terms of, you know, player bonuses and contracts, etc. We're going to get a squad in that plays on a level playing field. There won't be, you know, too much discrepancy between people's wages. There'll be no bonuses. And just bring that togetherness. You know, and I believe that, you know, although I'm disappointed we dropped out of the league, I think it may be for the best. You know, it gives us a chance to regroup, rebuild. But I also have said that this squad that I've currently got, I think would adapt well in the league above and do quite well as well, you know. But also the Northern Premier League is such a difficult league to get out of. Everyone's trying to get out. So it's not a case of just lifting my team now and putting them back in the Conference North. We've got to earn all right to get there. But we're certainly not a club that's going to look at our relegation thing, feel sorry for ourselves, and we go further backwards and further back. The club is well managed. It's got great people behind the scenes working really hard for the club. Great set of fans. You know, the stadium's incredible. And my job is now to get that team or build that team or that culture to get us where we need to be again. But that might take, you know, longer than expected, but it's certainly our goal.
And next up, though, for FC United, to the immediate future, Witton Albion on Saturday. You don't need me telling you this, but this is just for the listeners' benefit. On the same number of points, fifth versus sixth, Witton with a game in hand. Big game this one on Saturday.
Massive game. You know, you look at the fixtures this weekend, and it is Witton and FC that stand out. You know, fifth versus sixth. I've scrutinised Witton, and they've scrutinised us. You know, they've got the second best defensive record in the league with 16, but they've also got the second worst attacking record in the league with only scoring 17. So we know that all games against Witton are going to be tight. You know, it's usually 1-0, 2-1, 1-1, 0-0. There's a couple of games in the last 17 games they've played where they've beaten South Shields 3-1. And then they had a good win away last weekend, 4-1 at Mickleover. So, you know, they're coming into the game on a high. Carl's done a great job at Witton. And I speak to Carl, you know, when we see each other, he's a manager that I like and I respect. But, it's going to set himself up to a really good game tomorrow. Witton's a ground that I like going to. The pitch is usually conducive for football. I'm sure we'll take a big following. They've got quite a good following. So, you know, it opens itself up. We're going there, you know, with a points tally in mind. We want to go and, you know, put a good performance on, and come quarter to five, hopefully we get the points tally that we've talked about in the dressing room. But we'll have to be at our best to beat a good Witton Albion side tomorrow.
Neil Reynolds joining us for the first time on the MPL show since forever. You should have conducted that interview. I don't know why I had to do it. Anyway, Neil Reynolds there. Thank you for joining us on this week's show. FC United, incidentally, will be travelling to Runcorn Linnets. Runcorn Linnets drew 1-0 with Prescott Cables on Saturday. In the replay, Runcorn Linnets won by 2-1. So big congratulations to Runcorn Linnets through to the third qualifying round at Runcorn Linnets next Saturday. So we'll hear from Runcorn Linnets on next week's show, I think, as well, in the lead up to that game. Sadly, not going through to the next round is Grantham Town. They were beaten 2-1 by Hills Owen Town, and we'll never mention that result again. Whilst Leek Town were beaten by 3-1 by Workington AFC. We obviously heard from the Workington AFC manager last week, and Workington, that sets up a match at home to Farsley Celtic in the next round. And it does feel like Workington are on the way back.
Yeah, I do indeed. I mean, I'm not going to say they're too much in control in the North West Division. They are top of the league at this moment in time. Leek, again, another strong side this year. They've only lost one game so far in the league so far, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, Workington will be hosting Farsley, and we might as well get Workington on the show next week as well. Matlock Town are through. They beat Ashton United by 1-0. But the main talking point, I think, is Matlock got that game on, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah, all credit to groundsmen at the same time, but obviously touching before, Derbyshire could have gone either way, realistically, but something, a great result there for Matlock to get back in, especially after two 5 defeats and 6 in the league form. Ashton United back up 2 straight wins, 2 straight defeats following the midweek as well.
Yes, well, Peterborough Sports also went through. They beat Whitby Town by 2-0. South Shields 4, AFC Rushden and Diamonds 0. That's more like it, isn't it, from South Shields. That sets up a match away at either Stourbridge or Lancaster. The match on Saturday was postponed, so the first time round in the second qualifying round was on Tuesday, Stourbridge 2, Lancaster City 2. So that goes to a replay Saturday, I take it?
No, next Tuesday. Obviously, Stourbridge going well from their FA Cup journey as well at this moment in time, so...
Same thing, same rules applied for Nantwich Town. Obviously, heroic stuff last Saturday in the FA Cup against Fylde, just missing out, unfortunately. And that followed on into Tuesday as well in the FA Trophy. Nantwich Town beaten by 1-0 by Colville. Berridge on 90 minutes scoring that goal for Colville to send the Midlanders through. Commiserations to Nantwich. It's been a good week, but yeah, a bad week at the same time. Very, very odd feelings it must be at the Weaver Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you look at the heroics they did against Fylde, because they absolutely gave him a massive game. And all we've not talked about the FA Cup, but all credit to them. They went to the National League side absolutely struggling. They had a massive game. Great game there, 1,502. Looking at the highlights on the match today, they were really unlucky not to get anything out of that, at least take them back to a replay.
Congratulations to Nantwich. It's been a hell of a run in both Cup and Trophy, but it is back to league matters for Dave Cook's side, and we'll have a full fixture preview for this weekend's matches with Tom Feeney shortly. Just to finish off the results from the FA Trophy, one bad one, one good one. We'll go with the bad one first. Sutton Coldfield Town 1, Hensford Town 5. Commiserations there to Sutton Coldfield Town. But a better result from the Midlands on Saturday. Tamworth 3, Gainsborough Trinity 5. Gainsborough Trinity, the good run under Curtis Woodhouse continues. And Gainsborough will be travelling to Darlington in the third qualifying round. So we'll be hearing from Curtis on next week's show. There were some league results as well from Saturday. Some big league results, crucial ones. Let's start off with Lancaster City. A 2-2 draw with Hyde United. At one point, right towards the end of the afternoon, Lancaster were going top of the table, but Hyde United got the equaliser to make it 2-2. Sees Hyde United in 14th, 3 points from the playoff positions. Lancaster City stay in second, 1 point behind South Shields. And from a Hyde United perspective, a good battling performance there at the Giant Axe. And on Thursday, I caught up with Hyde's manager. Here's Dave McGurk.
Yeah, the performance was good. I thought we were hard done by to go 2-1 down, but a little bit of an Achilles heel at the moment. We conceded another set piece, but fair play to the lads. Again, there's a good character and spirit despite the little bit of a bad run, and the dressing room's been fantastic. And I backed the lads to get back into it because they do go to the end. I think 2 weeks prior to that, we scored with 10 men against Morpeth in the 95th, 96th minute as well. So it's all credit to the lads with that. The spirit and the character they've created within that dressing room, second to none in this league.
I mean, we have been using the cliche a lot about, you know, everyone could beat everyone in this league, but it is proving to be the case this season, as a few teams up at the top end can vouch as well. So what do you make of the run that Hyde's been on? Because like you say, the draws against Morpeth and Grantham and Ashton and a win against Nantwich earlier as well. So it's not been too bad. It's just one of those seasons, I suppose.
No, I think you're starting to see that the league is taking some sort of shape. I mean, realistically, we were overachieving at the beginning of the season. We put together a strong group of players, what we thought. But the problem was a lot of them players have been picked off. I think we've lost 7 players since the beginning of the season. And we're constantly trying to replace them. I think now you're seeing South Shields obviously up there, Warrington, they're creeping into the top 5. These are the teams that you're expecting. I think there's probably a couple down below who could still go on some sort of run. But for us, the aim at the beginning of the season was to get to 46 points as quickly as possible, and that's still the aim now. So we're on track for that. We're looking at halfway to being over 23 points, and that's the focus with our next 5 games. We've got 5 games coming up with teams in and around us or below us, so we're looking to put them points on board.
That game tomorrow against Bamber Bridge then, I mean, when you look at a league table, if you're a Hyde United fan, you're lining 14th, but you're only 3 points from the playoffs, aren't you? So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, scary, isn't it? I think with a lot of the games in hand, you're not seeing a true reflection of the table. I think, again, realistically, we are probably 14th, 15th, once the games all pan out. So for us, we 3 points can take us up, I think it's as many as 8-9 places tomorrow, where on the other side of it, we're also looking over our shoulders to avoid getting sucked into what will be a relegation battle come the end of the season. So at the moment, 3 points within that mid-table takes you an awful long way, and that's our focus tomorrow, because looking on the other side of it, I think we're 7 above Bamber. That can become 10, or it can become 4, so it's fine. It's still fine lines at the moment, because I think with all the cup games, teams have got that many games to play to catch up. It's not a complete true reflection, but you are starting to see, I think, a little bit more shape than you did after the first 9-10 games.
Yeah, I mean, you're right in what you're saying. I mean, you look below Hyde United. You know, you've got the likes of Scarborough down there, haven't you? Morpeth, Ashton, Buxton, Gainsborough, Stafford. It'll be a brave man to predict who's going to be in those relegation places. So it is about stretching your legs, I suppose, even at this stage of the season.
Yeah, without a doubt, these teams, again, a big chunk of the season has also gone. So you can't say it's just a bad run or a little bit of bad luck. These teams may end up down there. We don't know. But we just got to focus on ourselves. We know where we're at as a club. There's a little bit of a rebuilding process going on off the pitch, which sort of impacts the finances on the pitch. But we're confident in the group that we've got. We know we need a bit more experience in there. The young lads have done well, but as expected, when results don't go for you, there can be a little bit of a dip in confidence, and sometimes you need someone to turn to in the dressing room to help you get through that. So we're actively looking for what I'd say a know-how in this league, men who know this league, and there's a couple of, hopefully one or two in by tomorrow, but I'll know more in the next hour or so, because the young lads are a great group, and they've got us to where we are so far, but we want to overachieve. We're not happy with finishing 14th, 15th. Come the end of the season, that might be an achievement in itself, but everyone wants to do better than that, Don. Everyone wants to do better than where you're expected to finish.
I'm not going to pry too much about what gems you've got lined up for on the transfer front for tomorrow, but I did see Muick picked up a nasty head injury, wasn't it? When I've seen the replay back, bit of a clumsy incident more than anything, but he did take a bit of a blow there. So on a goalkeeping front, how's that looking for tomorrow's match against Bamba?
Yeah, we're all sorted on that. We're quite active in pre-season in looking at goalkeepers, and we had the choice between Luke and Sam French, who's at Derby. So Sam signed his forms yesterday. He's going to come in for a month. He's been at Stevenage recently on loan, so he did very well with their under-18s. Last year he's been playing under-23s football. So again, it's another test for a young lad coming in and stepping up. But he's been very impressive in training. We've sort of kept tabs on him since pre-season, so he's not just coming in blind. We know what's coming in. Unfortunately for Luke, he's going to be out for possibly 3 weeks. It's our fourth concussion of the season, so it's just bad luck. But with the FA rules and protocol now, he needs to take a little bit of time out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, finally then, Dave, just your closing thoughts then about tomorrow's match against Bamba. He's going to be at Ewen Fields, 3 o'clock kickoff. No problem with the pitch, of course. So what's your message to that home faithful for tomorrow's match?
So our fans have been brilliant all season. I think that they've got an understanding of what players are on the pitch in terms of they're giving absolutely everything in every game. We'll hold our hands up. Sometimes we're going to fall short, but I think they can appreciate that the efforts that are going in from everyone. At home, we've got a good record. I think Bamba's away record's not great at all. So we're going to be going out for the 3 points tomorrow. And let's hope that can take us into the top half of the table.
Dave McGurk there, manager of Hyde United, joining us here on the MPL show. So Lancaster, with that draw, leapfrog over base for United. And just a reminder, this weekend, Lancaster City will be travelling to Scarborough, whilst Hyde United will be hosting Bamba Bridge. But more on those games shortly. Just to finish off the results from the league on Saturday, Bamba Bridge 2, Stalybridge Celtic 3. Stalybridge Celtic there moving up to 7th position in the league table on the same number of points as FC United and Witton Albion. FC United and Witton Albion going head-to-head this weekend, of course. Witton Albion 4-1 winners at Micklover Sports. Micklover 1 point outside the playoffs, sitting in 9th position, whilst Warrington Town beat Stafford Rangers by 2-1. And as a result of that, Warrington Town in 4th have opened up a 6-point gap now between themselves and FC United in 5th. So start to stretch out a bit, James.
Well, the playoff fight is a little bit there. Obviously, you look at the top four at this moment in time, starting to, I'm not going to say run away with it, because we've seen what's happened with South Shields in the last couple of weeks. But, starting to make a little nest for themselves. But you got to look at that the playoff fight at this moment in time. You've got 10 sides fighting for one spot. Yeah, it's still early days, and yet we've still got the likes of Morpeth and Nantwich. Obviously, Morpeth and Nantwich have still got to catch up on their games, but what a season it's been so far.
Yeah, it was a cracking weekend of results, that's for sure. But it's now time to draw a line under the league and head over to the Integro League Cup for this week's Integro League Cup first round roundup. And obviously there was a lot of peas with regards to matches on Tuesday night and on Monday in the League Cup, but there were some results as well. Stalybridge Celtic overcame Ashton United at Hurst Cross, so Stalybridge Celtic going through, 2-1 winners there. Buxton bounced back from the FA Trophy exit by beating Ilkeston Town by 3-0. That's a good result, that, for Buxton, given Ilkeston's recent form. Marine 1, Clitheroe 1. Marine winning 3-2 on penalties, so congratulations to them. Also, big congratulations to Newcastle Town. They were 1-0 winners over Witton Albion. Meanwhile, a bit further south, Chasetown beat Stafford Rangers by 2-0 at Stafford Rangers. A great result, that, for the Step 4 side. While Stamford drew 0-0 with Lincoln United. Lincoln United winning 5-4 on penalties. Whilst on Monday night in the Integro League Cup, Kidsgrove Athletic went through, drawing 2-2 after 90 minutes with Warrington Town, but Kidsgrove winning 4-2 on penalties. A good week there for the Integro League Cup, James.
Yeah, of course, from the ties that we're ahead, there are quite a few exciting ones at the same time. Obviously, Buxton, I think, is a big standout where it's just something to, after the last couple of weeks that they've had, again, starting to pick up the form. The defeat on Saturday didn't help. this weekend will be interesting to see what happens with them going forward now.
Well, that's true. And there's some matches this week as well. So head over to the league website for those fixtures. But James Hayes, social media officer for the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend and we'll be hearing from you next week.
No worries, Ben. Thank you.
James Hayes there, social media officer for the Northern Premier League, joining us here on the NPL show. There was one result which we missed, and that was deliberate. It's bad enough me having to interview FC United's manager without having to get James to talk about his very own beloved Radcliffe. So at this part of the show, we're going to be talking to Radcliffe manager John Macken. Radcliffe 3, Scarborough Athletic 1 was the full-time result on Saturday. A fantastic result there for Radcliffe. That sees them up to 12th position in the league table, just 2 points outside the playoffs. And on Friday lunchtime, I caught up with the manager at Radcliffe. Here's John Macken. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us. Let's talk about that great win last Saturday against Scarborough. It sees you up to 12th position now in the league table, and not too many points outside the playoffs now, so it's been a good week.
Yeah, it was a good performance as well. I was really, really pleased. It kind of just puts, it gives the points to all the hard work that we've been doing, you know, on the training pitch and the games. And, you know, fortunately for us, we started picking up the results that, I suppose, early on in the season, it wasn't quite clicking for us. You know, it was a case of the performances was good, but the results were a bit indifferent. And, you know, now it seems we're putting a little bit of form together. And it was, once again, Saturday highlighted that with the performance.
The result. The other problem you've had, though, is the getting the games played and catching up. And, you know, you're 12, 2 points of the playoffs. You've got three games in hand over FC. Are we seeing now what Radcliffe are capable of? And is it going to your own expectations this season thus far?
Well, I mean, yeah, in terms of the teams we've played, I mean, you look at the fixtures that we had early on, and it was all the top teams. You know, it was all the teams that were going for promotion, fight for promotion, or looking to fight for promotion in the season, and they were up there. So it was always a difficult start for us. And I thought, you know, like I said, performance levels was always high. We was playing quite well in the games. We just wasn't quite getting the rubber to green. In terms of, you know, obviously, you know, finishing our chances or not conceding poor goals or, you know, decisions that wasn't quite going our way, and it was frustrating. But I think now, you know, we've kind of put that to one side, we put that behind us, and we're kicking on. You know, we're always trying to improve. Everyone's trying to improve, and at the end of the day, we would like to have played the games and got the points on the board, but unfortunately, you know, the weather, we wasn't able to do that. So all we can do now is keep planning and keep looking forward to these games, trying to get the catch up and preparing correctly for these games that we've got in hand. Because at the end of the day, it's all well and good saying we're 2 points off the playoffs with three games in hand, but we've got to get them points to get in the playoffs or get in that or get further up the table, so to speak. So, you know, we're not looking too far ahead. We're just looking at, we've got another tough game on Saturday. We're just looking to that at the moment. And then we're just looking to, like I said, to try and improve and to try and progress game on game, week on week, month on month, you know. And then coming up to Christmas, it's once again tough time. And then we'll probably reassess after Christmas and see where we are.
I mean, I was going to say about the run that you've been on, you know, one defeat in the last six, and that was against Lancaster. And in there, you've beaten the likes of Scarborough, Stalybridge and Nantwich Town and the like. So, I mean, what is your expectations this side of Christmas for what Radcliffe can achieve, do you feel, once you've got that parity and you're on the same games played as everyone else?
Well, I mean, I think I've always said to everybody who's always asked me the question, you know, my ambition and the club's ambition and everybody's ambition, which I truly believe this is how football players, football managers, football coaches, club owners, club chairmen, board should look into every game and every season wanting to be successful. And how you measure that success is obviously, I suppose, where you finish in the league. And most teams want to finish as high as possible. And we're no different. You know, we are exactly the same. We've got the ambition of a football club that are looking to try and build and to try and create something, and, you know, for a long sustained period, not just, you know, over two or three seasons. We're looking to try and get a football club that is going to challenge and is going to be pushing teams and pushing for promotion and pushing for honours and, you know, really try and make it a success. And like I said, we've got ambition, but we're realists as well. we understand where we are. We understand it's a brand new division. It's a brand new season. It's, you know, we've tried to adapt our squad. You know, we brought some new players in, so that's going to take a little bit of time. And you know, we've got some young lads in there at the minute, which, you know, you've got to give them time to adjust and time to get to grips with division and players and how systems and, you know, how you play. So, you know, it's all learning, and we're all learning all the time, and we're all just trying to get better week in, week in. You know, fortunately, we've had a really good run, and, you know, up at Lancaster, we was unfortunate, really, you know, to not get something out of the game. It was a great free kick by the lad that we got beat by. So sometimes you've just got to hold your hand up and say, yeah, fantastic free kick. And, you know, realistically, we should have got something out of the game. But it wasn't to be, like I said. So we moved on, and, you know, results since then have been good.
Yeah, they certainly have. And it's not just results on the pitch either. It's what's going on off it. And, you know, I was at Stated Park a few weeks back, and the bar's looking fantastic. You know, there's all kinds of developments going on there. And that bodes well for the future, given the fire a couple of years ago. It seems like the club's really bounced back.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it's been a lot of hard work off the pitch as well that has got us to a place where we're, you know, we're trying to build, and we're trying to make it more accessible and more pleasing, you know, for people to come to the ground and to come and watch Radcliffe and to come and enjoy themselves when they come to Radcliffe and watch some good football and, you know, good entertaining football. And, you know, it's never going to be easy. Nothing's easy. But at the end of the day, we're willing to try and we're willing to give it a go. And I think that's what's, you know, impressed a lot of people when they come to watch us, that they can see, you know, we're not trying to blow our own trumpet. We're not trying to say we're better than we are. We're just trying to progress slowly but surely, and we're trying to make ourselves a better football club on and off the pitch. And, you know, that's everybody involved in and around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to say finally then, John, because I've worked this out because I'm sad like that. If you win by a certain amount tomorrow, I've not worked that bit out, but it's by a certain amount tomorrow, and there's enough draws above you, Radcliffe could be in fifth position come 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, which isn't bad at all. It's an away trip to Michelover, though, which is very, very tough. What's your thoughts heading into this game tomorrow?
Very tough game. I don't think there's an easy game in the division at the moment. You know, I think it's one of them where every tie that you play is a difficult one, and this is going to be just as difficult. You know, they're a good team. They're doing well. It's a tough place to go. I've never been there personally. You know, I've never seen what everybody I've talked to and they ask about. I've always said it's a really tough place to go, and, you know, they're a good team. So, like I said, if we go, we're prepared well. You know, we're on a good run of form. So, we just go in there and we're just going to give a good account of ourselves. And, you know, like you say, if you get the right result and results go for you, you never know where you are.
John Macken there, manager of Radcliffe, joining us here on the NPL show. And we've been touching upon some of the matches taking place on Saturday in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And for a fixture preview now for those matches, on Thursday, I caught up with non-league journalist from Yorkshire. It's Thomas Feeney. So, Tom, a big thank you for joining us. Let's get to this weekend's big matches then. Where should we start? Should we start off with South Shields? They're travelling up to Stafford Rangers on Saturday. South Shields could have been going into this game in second position in the league, but Lancaster, obviously, that draw against Hyde United, it's still all to play for. We're at top three. It's only 2 points now between the three of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? How, you know, not that long ago, indeed, South Shields, it just looked like they were running away with it. And it really just looked like, you know what, the crest of a wave. They were just going to, game by game, win by win, and really be in quite a commanding position going into Christmas. And then all of a sudden, you look at Lancaster's form, you look at Basford's form, and South Shields have had a couple of, you know, iffy results as well. Obviously, but, you know, the big one for them will have been losing to Lancaster City, giving them such a big boost. And before that, they lost to Witton Albion, they drew to Grantham Town. So I think all of a sudden, there's, you know, a little bit of pressure on the side going into these games. I know they've got a game in hand on Lancaster, but the level on games with Basford, and, you know, to say what a commanding position they were in, you know, only, what, 5 weeks ago, it's incredible now that there's only a point between them and second place.
Yeah, it was a great result, though, against Rushden and Diamonds last week in the FA Trophy. That should have settled the nerves. I know Rushden and Diamonds had to travel a long way for that game, but that's going to help.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, and I think that's the thing is, it isn't just the fact they won, it was the, how emphatic it was. You know, to beat a team like Rushden and Diamonds 4-0, that should give them that. You know, I suppose I don't think they particularly need any kind of boost, really, but after going three league games without a win now, you know, they'll be hoping now get a couple of games done, you know, a couple of wins in a row, and they'll be staying top of the table.
Let's talk about Lancaster City then. They're travelling to Scarborough on Saturday, 1 point behind South Shields. Lancaster have played a game more than both Baseford and South Shields. It'd be interesting to see how they react to that 2-2 draw with Hyde last week.
Definitely. I think, you know, I think the thing with Lancaster is they are the team, though, that just, in terms of, I suppose, if you were going to say that was a little bit of a setback, because the run they've been on has been absolutely incredible. And, you know, again, going to South Shields and getting the victory a couple of weeks ago, you know, that is a massive result for them. And I think the thing is, the way that they drew that game, you know, it is all about now the reaction. If they can get that reaction, because, you know, the reality is that come, you know, 5 p.m. on Saturday, there's a chance they could be top of the table. And that is a massive bonus for them and a massive incentive going into it.
Baseford United are the team in third currently, as we've just said. They're hosting Whitby Town on Saturday. And Binston as well. I mean, we touched upon the league match between Hyde and Lancaster, but the trophy match between FC United and Baseford. Baseford, I don't think I've come across that many teams who've played with that level of tempo and passing the ball around. So that in itself is going to be interesting to see how they take on Whitby this weekend. But that said, Whitby have also got their own things to bounce back from after that defeat to Peterborough Sports in the FA Trophy.
Yeah, I think, you know, for Baseford, the loss to FC United, obviously in the league, winning that game thanks to that absolutely incredible header that went in. And then,
why are people still going on about that goal? It was nearly 2 months ago now. Come on, everyone.
It's iconic. I think we've got to mention it every time I'm on now.
Okay. It basically, for those who've not seen it, and I don't know if there's that many, it was like the ball had been headed by Shane Warne, essentially. Anyway, carry on.
No, and you know, I think the thing for them is now it is all about the reaction after losing to FC United in the trophy. But again, I'm in that thing of, for some of these teams, as much as, you know, the FA Trophy and the possibility of Wembley would be brilliant, having that thing where you can just now fully focus on the league could be, a, you know, quite a bonus for them. And I think Whitby Town could certainly fall into that category when you see how many games in hand they've got on, you know, some of the teams in and around them. Because obviously they went on that FA Cup run and in the end, it, you know, all ended losing to Stourbridge. But if now they're out of the trophy as well, if they can now just keep it going a little bit and, you know, a couple of wins here and there, you know, they're only 2 points off the playoff places with games in hand at the minute. So, you know, a couple of wins and they'd certainly be in them places.
Yeah, 2 points behind FC United and they've got 4 games in hand, Whitby. So not a bad position at all. Warrington have put themselves in a decent position, haven't they? The fourth in the league, 4 points off the top spot. Warrington travelling to Hurst Cross to take on Ashton United on Saturday. They've been quietly getting on with their business, haven't they? And have sneaked up on the three teams above them.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Not that long ago, you know, you looked at Warrington and thought, when is this run going to happen? You know, obviously they lost to Stalybridge Celtic, but then they've got them 2 wins in a row. And yeah, they're nestled quite nicely, you know, only 4 points off top spot. It's kind of one of those things where after last season, you know, they're kind of that team for me where I think a lot of people had sympathy for them to do what they did and to get into that super playoff and to miss out. You know, it must have been really heartbreaking for the side, but also given them maybe that little bit more motivation going into this season to be so close and yet then so far. So I think for them, it has just been a case, just kind of that nice momentum thing of just knocking off wins, really, you know, win here, win there, and just slowly but surely climbing the table. And I suppose Ashton United, you know, when you look at where they are, you know, back-to-back wins in the league, but obviously losing in the trophy last week for them. You know, with the squad they've got and the resources they've got in terms of the ability in them players, you know, it is a shock to see them 17th in the table. But I think this season, it really is, this league is becoming one of those where everyone can beat everyone. There isn't particularly a set thing where you're going, right, well, them four teams will definitely be in the playoffs come the end of it. And that has to give hope to Well, pretty much all the teams in the league, just how competitive it's been so far.
Yeah, that fifth spot at the moment is looking like a very hotly contested spot. I know we're only 15 or so games into the season, but there's a six-point gap now between Warrington in fourth and FC United in fifth. FC United, incidentally, will be travelling to Witten Albion on Saturday. Witten currently sitting in sixth, same number of points. Four goals is the difference between the two sides. Witten with a game in hand. This is possibly game of the day, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I think you'd have to say that, because both teams are in a good place, but they both know just how important this game is in terms of... Because, you know, a loss for FC United, and they could theoretically drop down into the lower half of the table, which is incredible, really. You know, when you think a team to be in the playoff places lose one game and you're going to the bottom half, I mean, that just shows you how tight it all is and how congested it all is at the moment. And, you know, I think for Witten, it's kind of one of those where they lost that game to Buxton and it was all about the reaction, and they got that going to Mickleoversport, which is not an easy place to go to, and getting the 4-1 win, you know, for them will have been a big boost. So I think this is one of those games where, yeah, you'd probably put it down and think both teams have got a lot to gain from this game and a bit to lose as well.
Yes, absolutely. And we spoke about Warrington creeping up on everyone. Stalybridge Celtic, I mean, they're up to seventh now in the league table. Stalybridge travelling to Matlock. Stalybridge also on 22 points, the same points total as Witten and FC United. Matlock Town just 1 point back, and they've got a game in hand over Stalybridge Celtic. So this is a big game as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you said game at day, honestly, you could probably say it for about half the games this weekend, because, you know, again, with Matlock, they had that incredible start to the season, and then they've just had a couple of results, you know, go against them, losing to Lancaster, Scarborough. I think they beat Mickleover, and then they've lost to Warrington and Radcliffe as well. And I think it is just for Matlock, with a manager like Steve Kittrick, obviously, you know, I think last season, it was at this point last season where Scarborough, it looked like they might be running away with the league a bit, and then obviously a couple of results go against them and, you know, you push back into it. So I think the big thing for him will be, you know, no need to overreact, no need to panic, still in a fantastic position, you know, a win on Saturday and they could very well be in them playoff places. So there's a lot to gain from that. And then for Stalybridge, after what happened last season, you know, staying up the way they did, you know, not that far to go until them staying up, they'll be delighted with how this season has started. And again, be really pleased to be a part of that pack fighting for a playoff place.
Now, if Radcliffe win the next game, they could also be in the playoffs come 5 o'clock on Saturday. And they're travelling to Mickleoversport, who also, with a win on Saturday, could see themselves in the playoff positions. It is that crackers at the moment with regards to that fifth spot in the playoffs. Radcliffe travelling to Mickleoversport. Radcliffe, all of a sudden, they're contenders, aren't they? Because, you know, they've got three games in hand over FC United.
Yeah, I think the thing for Radcliffe as well is it was that thing of, in terms of ability, in terms of squad, you thought, yes, they can do it, but can they start this run? Can they start clawing the games back? Because, you know, they had a lot of games on, and well, they still have a lot of games on some of the teams around them. And, you know, to beat Matlock, to then beat Stalybridge, to then beat Scarborough, I think what it shows, you know, first of all, is just how important the home form will be this season. But also, you know, three wins in a row, now going into an away game, there's a lot to gain for them. And again, that's the thing with some of these teams. You know, you look at your Whitbys, your Radcliffe, your Nantwiches, they've got a lot of games in hand on some of the teams above them. So not a time to panic yet for some of these sides. And, you know, a lot to gain for these teams just with the amount of games they've got in hand.
Don't panic, everyone. That's the message from today's MPL show, just to be clear. Not panicking will be Grantham Town. They're travelling to Nantwich Town. Nantwich have had, I was saying earlier, it's kind of like an unlucky week, but yet a glorious week at the same time. It's been tough for Nantwich, but Nantwich hosting Grantham Town. Grantham currently sitting 10th, 1 point outside the playoffs. Nantwich Town currently sitting in 13th, 2 points outside the playoffs. Nantwich Town with loads of games in hand. So what do you think for this one?
Well, I think, you know, again, with Nantwich, you know, they can take a lot of credit from how they did in the FA Cup. And again with Nantwich from what they did last season, you know, they've got that aim to go one better, to get into them playing places, and then, well, maybe even, you know, try to aim for top spot. With games in hand, you know, it's incredible to think that teams that Spurs team, if they win their games in hand, will be 3 points off top spot, which just shows you how congested and how tight this table is right now. So, you know, for Grantham, they're another team where you know, they lost two in a row, quite a heavy defeat to Ashton, and then, you know, losing 7-0 to Buxton, and you're thinking, how are they going to react? And, you know, to go three games unbeaten and going into this game, another team, they've had that setback, they've been able to gain a bit from that and move on. And, you know, I just think that is how it is with this. You know, I feel with pretty much every game I can say the same thing, where a couple of results and they're going to be right in there. And again, that is the case, because theoretically, Grantham could draw on Saturday. And, I mean, it'd be a load of results going their way, but they could end up in the playoff places if that happened.
We've also got Hyde United. They're currently sitting in 14th. Hyde United will be hosting Bamber Bridge on Saturday. Bamber Bridge currently sitting 2 points outside the playoffs. We were surmising last week on the monthly show, you know, that you look at the three teams in the bottom three at the moment, Buxton, Gainsborough, Stafford. Are they going to be there come April? Who knows? I mean, they're down there for a reason at the moment. But, you know, for Bamber Bridge, they need to get as many points as they can, don't they, at this stage?
Yeah, definitely. And I think one of those things where, you know, they've beat Stafford, they've lost to Stalybridge, and it's now just about, it really is about just trying to keep your head above water, because I know we'll talk about them in a short while, but for me, Gainsborough are going to be gaining a lot of points in the, you know, the next few games. So I think it is one of those things where you can't, you know, 2 points away, definitely having to think, right, and with Atherton as well having quite a few games in hand on them, you can't go into any sense of security right now, because it literally is one bad result and you can be in them relegation places. So for them, it is just try your absolute best to get as many points on the board as soon as you can, and, you know, try and get a bit of daylight between them and the relegation places.
Let's talk about Gainsborough then. You mentioned them there, and obviously I think they've made another signing recently, haven't they? Josh Batty joining the club from Cleethorpes Town. I think that's Curtis Woodhouse's seventh signing in recent weeks. So, you know, they do mean business, don't they? Gainsborough Trinity this weekend hosting Morpeth Town. Morpeth currently sitting in 16th, but they've only played four games this season. So it's tricky, isn't it? This, I think, is game of the day, actually, if you discount league positioning. This one's going to be a cracker.
Yeah, I think every game is game of the day this week. I mean,
no, but this one, Thomas,
this
is game
one
of the day. Yes.
You know, when you look at what Curtis Woodhouse did at Tadcaster Albion, and the style of football they played was really impressive, and then he's come to Gainsborough, got a really good point away at FC United of Manchester, you know, won a couple of cup games as well, and then been able to add some, you know, some real quality as well for the team. I think already he's been able to implement the style of play he wants. So, you know, this is a real good marker for Gainsborough, because, you know, people will look and go, oh, Morpeth, the 16th. But again, they've got, you know, they've got six games in hand on Lancaster City. You know, if they win all their games in hand, they'll go ahead of Lancaster City. Which is, you know, it's absolutely incredible, you know, to think how many games they've got to play. But, and they're another team, Morpeth, where they've got real momentum from last season. So, you know, they're five unbeaten, well, they're at least five unbeaten. You know, I know that they beat Atherton and then they drew Hyde United. And it is just one of them games for me. I don't think either of these teams will be near the bottom places come the end of the season. I actually think both will be very much pushing for them playoff places come the end of it. So I would say, in terms of if I was said you've got to go to a game for entertainment, I think this is the game I'd go to, because I'm probably going to jinx it and it'll be 0-0 now. But I can see this being a real high-scoring, entertaining match, and who wins? I really do think it'll be anyone's guess, because I can see this being like a 4-3 to which team. I'm not going to put my neck on the line for that just yet.
No, I think you're right in that prediction there. And last game to talk about, that's flown by, hasn't it? Last game to talk about, Atherton Coles hosting Buxton. That's 19th hosting 20th. Atherton Coles with a game in hand, 1 point the difference. I mean, this is a vitally important game. Buxton, I think they were on a hiding to nothing going to Cone. I think a lot of people thought they would get beat there. This is a league game, though. They can't afford to lose this one.
No, you know, and the importance of it is clear, because they beat Witton Albion and you're thinking, you know, it's all going to go well. They lose to Ashton United and then losing to Colne as well. And I think the thing is, they've shown that win against Grantham Town showed what this team can do, you know, to beat a team 7-0 that, you know, doing okay in the league, you know, it really shows the ability that is in that group when they get everything ticking together, and hasn't happened enough for them. And losing to Colne, like you said, is one of them games where a lot of people are saying, yeah, Colne will win that one, but this one really is important. And I think when you look at Atherton, you know, they've lost three in a row in the league. This is a really important game for them. But again, they're a team that have got games in hand on teams around them, you know, three games in hand on Bamber Bridge, a game in hand on all the teams that are below them. So, you know, if Atherton were to win this, that would be a massive result for them. And, you know, their home form this season, I think if they are going to stay up, that will be the reason why they stay up, if they can get them wins. Because you look at the last two defeats for them, they've lost to FC United and Basford. So that's nothing to be too disheartened about, losing to two teams that will be, you know, definitely in and around them play the top places come the end of it. So I think for Atherton, if they can get this win, it'd be massive. And if Buxton can get the win, then you'd have to say it's a much needed one.
Well, it's certainly all to play for. I hope that's come across in this fixture preview. But Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from Yorkshire. Just before we go, where are you off to this weekend, and how can people keep abreast of your non-league musings?
Well, I'll tell you this now, Guiseley v Kidderminster was the game I was scheduled to go to. It's been called off due to international call-ups.
What?
Which is what seems to be happening nowadays with non-league football at certain levels. So we'll see which game I'm at. I've not made a plan yet for that. I'll have to wait and see. But yeah, if you want to drop me a follow on Twitter, that's at Thomasina. I do literally just bang on about the right side of the Pennines, which we all know is the correct thing to do.
And a big thank you to Tom Feeney for joining us on this week's show. And that's it for this week's NPL show. A big thank you to all our guests this week for joining me. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL show. And if you're in any doubt about Saturday's fixtures, make sure that you follow the league social media channels as well as the league website, of course. But that's it for this week's NPL show. I've been Ben. And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.